Youth sports in the year 2008 in America are quite different than in yesteryear. In a new book written by ESPN correspondent Tom Ferry called Game On, The All-American Race to Make Champions of Our Children, Ferry writes about the lives of child athletes and the consequences of sorting the strong from the weak at ever earlier ages, fewer active kids, testier sidelines, rising obesity rates, and U.S. national teams that rarely win world titles. Ferry begins his book by writing about the amazing phenomenon that is Tiger Woods, how Woods was trained beginning as a one-year-old, by which time his father Earl had already given him a metal putter. Years ago, Earl Woods wrote a book on how he trained Tiger Woods. That book, and the life of Earl and Tiger Woods, has become a primer for parents who have dreams that their own kid can become potential superstars.
What happened with Earl was he was linked to his story from the get-go, because Earl really did. He was trying to create a solid American citizen, but he was also very much interested in creating an elite golfer, and he pretty much raised Tiger from the crib to be that person. And the fact that Tiger turned out so well, such an amazing golfer, as well as seemingly such a good guy, such an impressive person. I mean, any parent would be proud to have Tiger as their kid. I think has been very motivating for other parents out there to ask themselves, hey, my kid's showing a little bit of talent here. Gee, can I do the same thing that Earl did with Tiger?
In your book, you mentioned the case of a local athlete here in the Tampa Bay area, Tampa Bay Buccaneer linebacker Ryan Nice. You use him as an example of the whole question of nature versus nurture and how strong genetics play in basically developing athletes, or obviously it could be for in any innate talent that people have.
Yeah, Ryan is fantastic. That was one of the joys of the book, was spending time with him. He's just such a thoughtful person. And, he talked to me in his interview about how when he was a kid, it's interesting, he's the son of Ronnie Lott, but he did not grow up with that last name. He did not grow up in Ronnie Lott's home because his parents didn't live together. And he had somewhat of a separate existence from his father. And when he finally made it to the NFL, and he ends up in the Buccaneers' locker room, he looks around and he sees, all like the sons of, I think, five former NFL players in the locker room. And I think it kind of sparked a thought in his head. I don't want to speak for him, but I think he was thinking, wow, maybe the nature side of things is much more prevalent than I thought it was. Maybe, the people who reach this level of the game, which is the elite of the elite, maybe there are certain, innate advantages that I and we may have. And I think he was spot on with that observation, because if you look at elite athletes in pretty much any sport, they're very special in several different ways. And it's often some type of physical characteristic or even some kind of mental processing characteristic. They're able to kind of see the field better than other people, or they can anticipate the next move on a field better than other people can, or they just have better hand-eye coordination, which is in part a function of working at it, but they're basic genetic capacities that come into play there. So if parents knew that, how incredibly gifted these people are at the highest level, I think they would be less willing to try and manufacture a pro athlete.
We're speaking to Tom Ferry. He's the author of the new book, Game On, The All-American Race to Make Champions of Our Children. The biggest sports, I believe, where we have youth participation in this country, Tom, is soccer. And yet maybe we're not doing it right, because when we try to compete with the rest of the world, say in the World Cup or other high-level championships, obviously the U.S. is still far behind. And I grew up in the 1970s, and soccer was back then considered to be the up-and-coming sport in America. What you emphasize, you write a lot about soccer in your book, of course, is these youth leagues and the like. Generally, talk to us about how we're doing it here in this country and how other countries are doing it.
Well, it's interesting. What is arguably the best soccer country in the world? It's Brazil. Well, kids in Brazil usually don't begin to play organized ball, meaning they put on a uniform and compete in leagues and, standings, et cetera, until they're about 9 years old. In this country, you have three-year-olds wearing jerseys. Everything is very organized in this country. We have more kids running around in soccer uniforms than any nation in the world. But in 30 years of effort, we still haven't produced one truly world-class player, a David Beckham or somebody who you know, is just has just such a beautiful game. And I think that's in part, and the people I've talked to in the book, it's in part because things are too organized. You don't great technical play, that the fluidity that you see with the ball, the relationship between the ball and the foot that these, you know, that these Brazilian players have, comes from just simply playing in unstructured environments. It's, you know, kicking the ball around in the alley with your uncle or your friends, or these little small-sided games where the goals are kind of makeshift, and you kind of fall in love with the game on that level. The game is played on your terms, not the terms of some adult who's trying to, you know, create a victory. And ultimately, it creates a better player, a better technical player, which is the base of creating any elite athlete, is just good technical fundamental skills.